This is the HopeCast Network, content that you actually want to listen to.
My name is Brad, and this is your weekly calling. Hey, thank you guys for hitting play and putting this devotional in your ear today. Christmas is this week, and let me tell you, I love Christmas. I love seeing my children's face when they get gifts that they truly want, although they're not always appreciative. It feels like they're not, but they probably are. But I want to thank you guys because this is a great Christmas gift for me, y'all listening to the podcast. And let me tell you, we have a lot of podcasts on the HopeCast Network. Just make sure you like and subscribe to this one, and it probably will recommend other ones that we have on the network. We have so many people, and I'm grateful for everyone that works at the HopeCast Network and produces content. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all you do. And I might add, make sure you leave us a review, like and subscribe, write something nice about every show you listen to on the HopeCast Network. If it's Spotify, give us 5 stars. If it's iTunes, write us a review and give us 5 stars. But thank you so much. So I was thinking about Christmas, and I was thinking about this one year. I had this Ford Explorer, and it was a straight drive, and I loved it. I bought it because it had 20-inch rims. And I was like, this is going to impress the ladies. And it was Christmas time, and I was driving down the freeway, and my car dies. The transmission shot. I had to just call a tow truck to take me somewhere on a Christmas Eve. It was terrible. I was totally inconvenienced. I was mad. I was like, why is this happening? We're going to talk about that today, when God shows up in the interruptions. Luke 2:10 says, "But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people.'" Many of you have heard that verse at Christmas. But today, we're going to talk about Christmas in a way you might not have heard before. Not about the lights, not about the music, but about the moments that feel totally off script, like your transmission going out, the interruptions, the delays, the places where your plans fall apart. Because Scripture tells us, very clearly, I might add, that God often chooses the moments we least expect to reveal the hope we most desperately need. Luke 2:10 is one of the most iconic lines in the Christmas story, right? You've heard this. "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." But here's the part we forget. That announcement didn't come to people who were prepared. It came to shepherds who were startled, awake in the middle of the night. Think about it. The first Christmas message didn't arrive when life was calm and tidy. It arrived in the dark, and it arrived as an interruption. Which makes me wonder, how many times has God tried to speak to us in the middle of an interruption, but we were too frustrated to notice the angel in it? I wonder what God was trying to tell me that night my car died. I was too frustrated to notice. Full confession. I was too frustrated to notice what God was trying to tell me. Story I heard a few years ago on a podcast, a guy named Daniel, he came on, and he said it was the worst year of his life. He lost his job, his engagement got broken off, depression started to settle in, he bought a last-minute ticket home for Christmas just to get out of his own head. But when he got to the airport, his flight was delayed, then canceled. He must have been on like American Airlines at the time, and then canceled again. And he said something that stuck with me. I honestly thought God was just piling on me at that point. Like he had one more punch to throw. Finally, around 1 a.m., the airline put all the stranded passengers in a hotel. Daniel said, "Man, I was so exhausted. I was angry, and I was emotionally checked out." But in the lobby, he saw a young family, clearly overwhelmed. Their toddler was shivering. They had no luggage. They barely spoke English. And Daniel said, "I felt this tiny nudge, the kind you can ignore if you want to." He couldn't explain it, but he walked over, helped them navigate the situation, bought them a warm meal with the last $40 in his wallet. And you know what? He used translation apps to help them get a ride the next morning. As the dad hugged him goodbye, he whispered the words, "You are Christmas." Daniel told the podcast host, "That was the first moment in a long time I thought, maybe God hadn't forgotten me." And here's the twist. When he made it home days later, completely unplanned, a friend offered him a job, the one that ended up rebuilding his life. He said that flight delay he cursed became the doorway God used. Here's the deeper layer. God's glory hides in the unexpected. Christmas teaches us that God often wraps his greatest work in the paper we hate, inconvenience, interruption, and delay. Mary and Joseph weren't looking for a manger, guys. The shepherds weren't looking for angels. Israel wasn't looking for a baby. But God was looking for hearts that were willing to be interrupted. And maybe the great joy for all people still shows up that way. Not when life is polished, but when life is painful or paused or pivoting. Maybe the places we say, "God, where are you?" are the very places he is whispering right here. I'm going to issue a challenge, the Christmas Interruption Challenge. Here's your challenge this Christmas, something I'm going to call the Interruption Challenge Test. Every time you're frustrated, delayed, or inconvenienced, I want you to ask one question. God, is this an invitation instead of an interruption? Because it may be. It might be a person God wants you to notice, a conversation God wants you to have, a pause God wants you to take so he can realign your heart, or a moment where you become Christmas for someone else, kind of like Daniel did. Don't rush past the moments that feel inconvenient. Lean into them, pray into them, pay attention to them, because you never know. The joy the angel promised might show up exactly where you least expect it. Christmas isn't about everything going right. It's about God showing up when everything feels wrong. Interruptions aren't the enemy. Sometimes they're the entry point. Thanks for hanging out with me today, guys. I want you to know, if this message encouraged you, share it with someone who needs to know that God hasn't forgotten them this Christmas. Until we meet again, pay attention to the interruptions. Christmas might be hiding inside one. And that was your weekly calling.